You are listening to Hertfordshire's Mix 92.6, and it is your Wednesday afternoon drive with me, Alex. And joining me now is local musician Tom Craven, whose new album, Make Yourself Known, was released this past bank holiday weekend. Tom, welcome to the show. Nice to have you.
Good afternoon, Alex. Lovely to be catching up with you.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming along. So this album, it's your first release in quite a few years, I believe.
I think the last release was back in 2018, which is absolutely crazy. It was with The Chapter, which is a band I perform alongside from time to time. And 5 years has passed, and a lot has happened in those 5 years, I have to say.
Yeah, so without wanting to be too rude, what took you so long?
I think we can all appreciate what has happened over the past 5 years, considering we can write off two of those completely with 2020 and 2021, where we all were enforced into living on our own for a while and weren't able to integrate too much. But the funny thing is the lockdowns and the pandemic actually gave me a chance to get back to kind of the root of what writing music is all about. It gave me time to reflect. It gave me time with myself. And that's the funny thing, is you can spend so much time gigging, getting out there into the world, using social media. And it gave me a chance to actually just get back to the root of what makes me enjoy being a songwriter. And that was coming up with new songs. So that was a tumultuous time for me. I had some personal issues that kicked off before COVID. And then sadly, COVID was the icing on the cake, as you can say.
Did you find that coming back to writing music, did you find it was almost a challenge, or that you were approaching it differently to how you had before?
Not particularly. I think, as I say, I had a few personal things to work through, which was a very sad time, to say the least. I lost some very close friends of mine, moved to a completely new city up in Milton Keynes. And that's the crazy thing, is when you go through so many events in your life, then obviously music is a perfect foil to be able to get those feelings out, get those emotions out. And that's one thing I think this album definitely channels, is the feelings I was going through at the time. And the other lovely thing about it is probably about half the album was written before 2020. And those songs just suddenly took on a whole new lease of life in that time. They were obviously reflective of the feelings I was going through and the emotions I was going through. And I was able to marry them up with the rest of the album and come out with the 12 tracks that Make Yourself Known are made up with.
Well, before we go any further, shall we hear a song from that album so everyone can sort of get a feel for it?
Sounds good to me. I think we should kick off with one of the first two singles I've released off the album, which is a big old ballad called New Signals.
All right, here it is. We'll hear more from Tom in just a minute. That was New Signals from my guest at this time, Tom Craven, from his new album, Make Yourself Known, which, as we've been talking about, just came out a few days ago. Now, you were saying before we played that some of those songs you'd had like pre everything happening in 2020. And I noticed when I went through the album and listened to it that there are some songs that I recognized from years ago that I'd heard you do during live shows. Did you find that when you went to actually finish this album that they changed over time, or sort of how you thought about them lyrically or even with the music, did that change at any point, or did they sort of stay as they were when you originally wrote them?
They definitely evolved over the years. It was really, really special. New Signals is one that it took on a life of its own, even before I had a chorus line, had the title and things like that. And people were already really loving the melody of the verses and things. And I wasn't even playing it live. It was just to my friends and family who would just hear me rehearsing at home and things like that. And basically, New Signals it started garnering this attention quite quickly. And as soon as I got the chorus line, which is quite anthemic and big, it just exploded. When I performed it during the lockdowns over the COVID period, that was everyone's favorite song. They were absolutely enamored with it, and people just wanted me to play it more and more and more. And then once I started recording the album, I brought on Alex Lee Richards, the pianist, and Josh Hammond on bass, who I've recorded with for over a decade with Studio Chimp as well. And we basically all said, right, let's make this first track New Signals was the first track while I was planning with the piano, and Alex did such an amazing job of it that it just brought this whole new lease of life and gave it a completely much bigger atmosphere to what I had composed myself. And that was what I found incredible, is it was definitely an evolving thing, that once the guys were putting their parts down onto each of the songs took on a new lease of life in a way. And it was an organic experience. It was so fun to actually compose these songs completely remotely from different parts of the country as well.
It is one of those amazing things, and certainly one of the things that I feel that a lot of people learned during the pandemic, where creativity isn't actually stifled by not being able to be in the same room as people. Creativity is whatever you make of it, and more technology makes it far easier to work on anything collaborative, whether that's music or video games or a book or movies or anything like that. I mean, there have been entire albums pieced together where the artists never sat down in the same room. They would just email each other back and forth, and that was happening before 2020, but it's certainly a lot more prominent now.
That's it. And I think the one that gets me was I think the first time I ever heard of an artist recording a whole album completely independently across the world through the internet was the Postal Service, which is a highly apt name considering it was digitally recorded across the internet. And it was the lead singer of Death Cab for Cutie and a producer, and they came together to make this electronic album, which was one of my favorite albums in 2003. And it's 20 years old now. So you think that, I've just made this album remotely on the internet in 2022, 2023. And I find it absolutely fascinating that people have been doing it for years now, since the internet has been invented. And I think that we are now at a pinnacle of communication on the internet. We can record whatever we want with anyone we want around the world and never even meet them. Even the artist for the album, she lives in Romania. And I've never actually met the girl. We've basically communicated through the internet, had video chats the same as we did over the lockdowns. And basically, I fell in love with her artwork on Instagram. Asked her if she'd be happy to be part of this, and she did an artwork for every single song on the album. So it's amazing that you can instill an idea with somebody and ask them to be involved in your project, even if you've never actually met them in real life at all.
As much of a cliche as it sounds, it does bring people together, whether that's enjoying each other's company or, in this case, working on a collaborative project. Because obviously it's your name that's on it, but you, as you have been saying, you've worked with so many people to put this together. Mm-hmm. It definitely, I'm getting the sense, and certainly when I listen to the album, it certainly feels like a collaborative effort as opposed to one person dictating everything and going, well, you just do this and you just do that, and my name is going to be slapped on it.
That's it. And I am nowhere near talented enough to tell any of these musicians or artists what the hell to do. That's the thing, is I can write a song, I can hold a tune, I can perform it, I can compose the melodies, I can bring the words together, but when it comes to telling a bassist what to play, I'm at a loss, and I think it's so fascinating to actually work with these guys, is, to hear what they come up with based on the basic things I've come up with. That's incredible, absolutely incredible. And so when they were sending tracks back and forth over 2021 into 2022, it was just fascinating to see what they were coming up with. And as you can hear in Alex's piano throughout the album, he put so many flourishes in there that he actually almost did as a joke. He puts these little honky tonk moments in and things like that. And I think it's because he knows me very well, is I like things to be fun but serious. As in, you could always take things way too seriously, or you can just make something that little, give it a little bit of levity. I think that's the best way of putting it. And I think Alex gets that about me. As I say, I've known him for so many years now, and we've never actually recorded together or performed together until this album. And so we were so happy to get this together. And as I say, Josh Hammond played bass on my first album back in 2010 onwards. So we've known each other for so long. And the guy behind the helmsman to the whole thing is Matt Parisi, who I've been recording with since 2010. So it's just so lovely that, I've got the newbies, I've got the old school, I've got like all these people that I've worked with so much over the years, all coming together to make this one album, and it has been an absolute labour of love. It means so much to me.
We're going to put a pin in our chat just for a moment. We're going to hear more from Tom Craven just after this. It's Wednesday afternoon drive here on Hertfordshire's Mix 92.6, and I am here with my guest Tom Craven. We've been talking all about his new album, Make Yourself Known, which is now available. It's out in the world. If people want to listen to it, where can they go? And if they like it and they really want to get a physical copy of it, are there places they can go as well?
Well, the best place, should you be the streaming type, then it's ditto.fm/make-yourself-known. That's basically where it gives you a whole list of all the streaming sites that it's been uploaded to. So that includes your Spotify's, your Apple Music's, your Amazon Music's, that kind of thing. If you'd like a physical copy, I've got a limited run of 100 copies of the CD version. This is the deluxe version with all the artwork from Ruxandra Nicolai. Every single song has its own artwork, and all the full lyrics are in a 32-page booklet as well. It's a beefy release, but we're really excited because it's just so good to get that collaboration out into the world. You can purchase that through tomcravenmusic.bandcamp.com. As I say, it's only a limited run of 100. Or if you are so inclined, we are doing a launch party in Milton Keynes on Friday night, which is at MK11 Music Venue. It's going to be a fantastic little evening. We'll have the physical copies of the CD there. We're performing as a full 7-piece band, which doesn't happen ever. So this is going to be really fun. We had our first little run through of the full band at the New Signals launch back in March, but this is now a full 7-piece band, and it's going to be really fun alongside the Anti-Poet, who are local legends as well, and the Chillcrafts, who are from Milton Keynes and feature on the Make Yourself Known album as well. So that's Friday night at 7:30 at MK11 venue in Milton Keynes, and we can't wait.
Just going back real quick to you mentioning the booklet, that's one of the things that I really miss in the digital age of music, getting a CD and having like a booklet with all this artwork and the liner notes and the fun things you just don't get just listening to something on Spotify. But if people can't make the gig at MK, do you have gigs taking place after that in the nearby area? Is there like a website or social media platform of choice that you want to direct people towards?
The best place to go for events is my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TomCravenMusic. That's got a list of gigs that are coming up. We have the Make Yourself Known album release party. I'm then doing a couple of solo shows. I'm back at the Rickmansworth Festival in Watford on the 21st of May. The 28th of May, we're going to be doing a stripped down band at the Plough and Harrow Festival in Harpenden. Then I'm back to Milton Keynes for Folk on the Green on the 11th of June. And then I am back in St. Albans at Empire Records for a little album launch party, a mini one, just on my Todd, on the 18th of June at Empire Records. So the CD will be available from the shop as well. And they're going to be stocking a few copies after that gig. So it's going to be a really lovely few shows just to celebrate releasing the album finally.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming onto the show, taking the time. I really, really love the new album. I've been listening to it over the weekend and the run-up to you coming onto the show. You've done a fantastic job. I'm really glad it's finally out there in the world, and I look forward to hearing and seeing more from you.
No, thanks so much, Alex, for having me, and I look forward to catching up in person at some point. That'd be lovely.
That would be lovely. Take care.